Church, I said, praise the Lord. Thank you very much, choir and the children choir. That was great. And I pray that the songs of the Lord will never be removed from your mouth in Jesus' name. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for this time. We're asking, O Lord, that you speak your word to every heart and get us ready. Put us in the ark of safety, ark of salvation, and we'll never depart out of that in Jesus' name. We're asking, Lord, that you open your very heart to everyone here today, that your love, your mercy, your grace, and your desire for everyone will penetrate every heart in Jesus' name. Thank you, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody shout amen. Amen. God bless you. You can sit down. We've learned during the time of searching the scriptures together from Revelation chapter 15, from verse 1 all through to the end. And you have heard about the things that will happen at that time. And yet I want to bring to you that in the midst of all those things happening, there is something wonderful which you find in verse 3. Look at verse 3, Revelation chapter 15, verse 3. And they sing the song. Stop there for a moment. While the fire will be burning, while the wrath of God will be upon the whole earth, while the anger, the indignation of God will be everywhere, where people will be crying and suffering, there is a special group of people. There is a peculiar set of people. While others are crying and sighing and suffering and burning, and they are saying, we never saw anything like this before, there are some people, they will be singing. I will be part of them. I will be there. Look at this in verse 3. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works. That's their song. They have tasted of the goodness of God, the greatness of God, the majesty of God, the mercy of God. Great, marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Thank you very much. I hear somebody saying sorry. That's good. When your father coughs, you don't say, what a pity. You say, sorry, sir. Praise the Lord. Today we're looking at singing with triumphant saints throughout eternity. That's the subject today. Singing with triumphant saints throughout eternity. We're singing already. We're rejoicing already, because our names are written in the book of life in heaven. Already there's the joy of salvation. There's the triumph of salvation. And because of that, in the day, in the night, anywhere we find ourselves, we're singing with triumphant saints. But it's not going to be limited to this day. It's going to go on and on and on throughout eternity. I invite you, why don't you come in? And why don't you come in among the saints of God that will sing forever and ever? There'll be no tears, there'll be no sighing, there'll be no suffering, there'll be no crying, there'll be no wrath, there'll be no indignation, just the mercy of God and the love of God throughout eternity. I pray you will not miss your place in Jesus' name. The wrath is not for you. The wrath is not for the believer. The wrath is not for the saints of God. It's not for the faithful in Christ who have come into Christ, who have experienced his salvation, who have experienced redemption, and their names are already in heaven, and angels are rejoicing because of the children of God. If angels are rejoicing because of you, if Jesus Christ said, Father, I rejoice in my spirit for these was because you have revealed your mind, your word unto them. If heaven and earth, if saints and angels are rejoicing because of you, part of the joy must be in your heart. I said part of the joy must be in your heart. And that's what we're looking at today, singing with triumphant saints throughout eternity. Three things we're looking at. Number one, the grateful praise of songs to the Savior. The grateful praise of songs to the Savior. You're so grateful he saved you. You're so grateful he blessed you. You're so grateful he brought you in. You're so grateful he made you a part of the family of God. And then you have a grateful praise of songs to the Savior. Number two, the groaning people without songs or singers. Do you know? There will be people who might be singing here now on earth. They have entertaining songs. They have concerts. They have singspiration. They have quite a lot of singing. But they only sing for a short time here. They go to eternity. And eternity, there is no song. There are no singers. For them, there is no concert, there is no entertainment, and day and night, there is no rest, there is no sleep. And we pity them because they do not know that the day is coming, an eternal day, an unending day, that they'll be groaning and growing and sighing instead of singing. And it will be for the whole of eternity. I pray you will not be among the groaning people in Jesus' name. Number three is the glorious paradise. The glorious paradise for saints and shining stars. The Lord is preparing a place. In fact, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and one of those mansions in glory is for you, my brother, there. It's for you, my sister, there. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive who? And receive, I said who? I receive you unto myself, and there will you be forever and ever as saints and shining stars in heaven, in paradise. I pray you will be there. Anything that will block your way from getting there, the Lord will take it away from your life in Jesus' name. We're coming to point number one now. The topic today is singing with triumphant saints throughout eternity. Point number one, it says, the point number one is grateful praise of songs to the Savior. We're looking at Revelation chapter 15. We're reading from verse 2. Revelation chapter 15, verse 2. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire. And them that had gotten the victory, them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having harps, musical instruments in their hand, having the harps of God. And then in verse 2, it says, and they sing. And they sing, in verse 3, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous at thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Verse 4 tells us, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, and for thy judgments are made manifest. Point number one, the grateful praise of songs to the Savior. There are three things here. Number one, ransomed souls singing the song of Moses. Ransomed souls singing the song of Moses. Number two, redeemed saints singing songs to their Messiah. Redeemed souls, they're singing songs to their Messiah. Number three, rejoicing sons, the sons of God and the daughters of God, the children of God, rejoicing sons singing the songs of His Majesty. They say it's marvelous, they say it's great, and they're singing the song of His Majesty. Number one, ransomed souls singing the song of Moses. Look at Revelation chapter 15 verse 3, the first line there, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God. Who are those people? Discover them in Exodus chapter 15, reading from verse 14, reading from verse 1. Exodus chapter 15, reading from verse 1. You know, before you come to this, you have chapter 3, I've seen the affliction of my people. You have chapter 4, He revealed Himself to Moses. He said, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And then chapter 5, their problems increase, their afflictions increase. And then you have chapter 6, the people were saying, Moses, why have you come? Our difficulty, our challenges, they have increased. And then chapter 7, Moses and Aaron appeared before Pharaoh and said, we have a message from God. Let my people go. And Pharaoh said, who is that God? And where are they going? I know not that God. Your enemies will soon know. Pharaoh behind your problem will soon know. If he's saying who, wait until chapter 14. And then all through, there were those plagues that came upon them. And then in chapter 12, let the mark of the blood of the Lamb be upon the lintels of your houses. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Have you come under the protection? Have you come under the provision? Have you come under the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ and the mark of His blood? When I see the blood, I will pass over you. That night, the angel of death passed through the whole of the land, and then everywhere the mark of the blood was, the person inside might be weak, the person inside might be an illiterate, the person inside might be a nobody according to the reckoning of the world, but once the blood of the Lamb is there, death will pass over. Damnation will pass over. Whoever you are, and however you feel about yourself, I am not this, I'm not that. Only have the mark of the blood of the Lamb upon your heart, and calamity will pass over you. And then all the houses of those Egyptians, there was an experience of death there. And then they came up and they said, you can go, you can go. They will release you. All those powers of darkness that have been threatening, they will keep you in captivity until you will not know what to do. That's the lie of the devil. You are delivered in Jesus' name. And then they came, chapter 14, Pharaoh said, why did we release them? Why did we go? And when your enemies, when they wake up all of a sudden and they say they're going to still finish you, their end is very near. And then the children of Israel saw the Egyptians coming, and Pharaoh led the chariots, and they were galloping. We will take them. And Moses said, hold your peace, stand still. Fear not, you will see the salvation of the Lord. And then the Lord said, Moses, were you crying unto me? There's the time to pray. There's the time to stop praying and praising the Lord. Stretch your rod and the sea will part in two. And the sea parted in two, and they went over like you are going over. I see you there, you are going over. All those enemies of the past, bondage of the past, they will not keep you down. They will not keep you inside their dungeon. You are passing over in Jesus' name. And then Pharaoh said, if they can do it, we can do it. No, sir. If Israel can do it, then Egyptians can do it. No, sir. If the saints can do it, then the sinners can do it. No, madam. And so they came in, and God said, Moses, I have the last say. On the life of Pharaoh, God has the last say. On the life of the chariots, God has the last say. The last say is in that rod. Stretch that rod again. He stretched the rod. They all perished. But the children of Israel were saved. They were rescued. That's why now you come to chapter 15, and it says in chapter 15 of Exodus, verse 1, then sang Moses. Some leaders don't sing, but then sang Moses. Some preachers don't sing, and some people who are high there, they don't want to open their mouths in the public. But then Moses sang, and the children of Israel sang the song unto the Lord, and they spake saying, I will sing unto the Lord. You will sing unto the Lord. Wherever you find yourself, song of victory, song of power, the song of the overcomer, and the song of the redeemed. It says, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. Look at verse 2 there. In verse 2 it says, the Lord is my strength and is my song. He is become my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare him a place and an habitation. My father's God, I will exalt him. You know what? The song they sang, song of deliverance, song of redemption. In Exodus chapter 15, when you go to Revelation, those people will not forget their redemption. They say, I'm here by the mercy of God, and then I cross over. I'm not experiencing the great tribulation because of the majesty of God. And they sing that same song, the Lord is my strength and the Lord is my song. He is become my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God. I will exalt him. Look at verse 11 there. In verse 11 it says, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? But praise the Lord, as the people who were brought out of Egypt by the enablement of the Lord and by Moses, are there singing, you too, you will have your own song. And we're coming back to Revelation chapter 15, and I'm reading from verse 3 there. In Revelation chapter 15, we're looking at verse 3, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, the song of the Lamb. That's our Savior. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the whole world. And because we are besieged by the eyes of God, by the substitution of the Lamb, he took our place, and by the suffering of the Lamb, he took our sins away, and he gave us his righteousness. That's why the song of the Lamb will be sung, and that Lamb is our Messiah. That Lamb is our Redeemer, and the redeemed of the Lord, they are singing the song of the Messiah. Come to number two there. Number two, the redeemed saints singing songs to their Messiah. What kind of song are they singing? Revelation chapter 5. We're reading from verse 9. Revelation chapter 5. We're reading from verse 9. And this song, a new song, is going to be a new song. Only those who get there will know that song. Only those who endure to the end will know and sing that song. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain. You became a Messiah. You became a Redeemer. You became our Savior. You were slain. The punishment was should have borne. You bore that punishment, for thou was slain and has redeemed us, has saved us, has changed us, has made us the children of God. You see, the people that will sing the song of the Lamb at that time, on that day, in that future time, they're the people who have been redeemed unto God by thy blood from every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Anywhere you are, any nation you are, any place you are born, any place you are living, when you connect with the Redeemer, connect with the Messiah, connect with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you say, he is my Savior, he is my Redeemer, your name will go among the people that will sing the glorious song on that day. My name is there already. I said, my name is there already. Rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. Look at verse 10. In verse 10 it says, and thou hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. It's not only that we're going to sing, we're going to reign on the earth with him. In verse 11, it tells us, and I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, living creatures in the original, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. When you calculate that innumerable 10,000 times 10,000, that draws into millions, and then thousands of thousands and thousands, multiple thousands, into many, many millions and billions. And it says they'll be singing on that day. Now, if there are thousands of people that will be there, why should you be missing? What are you going to be doing? Will you say you never heard that Jesus came to this world, and that he shed his blood, and that he gave himself so that you will be saved? What are you going to say? What story are you going to tell? If you were not there, you must be there. I said you will be there. Look at verse 12. In verse 12 it tells us, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And then in verse 13, look at this, and every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are therein, in them had I seen blessing, honor, glory, power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. Tell me what you see there. Unto the Lamb. Tell me out aloud. Forever and ever. You know, over here we sing then we have to stop singing because there are other things to do. But then over there, when you get there, because you'll be there, your seat will not be vacant. Your place will not be taken by any other person. Whatever happens here, you'll jump every hurdle. You will climb every mountain. You will cross every sea. You will overcome every challenge of your life, and you will be over there. You will join the saints of God in singing forever and ever. You'll be singing in Jesus' name. Let's come to number three now. Number three is the rejoicing son singing the song of his majesty. Singing the song of his majesty. And let's come to Revelation chapter 15. And we're looking at verse 3. And let's see the content, the lyrics, the wordings of the song they'll be singing. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous. Those are the words of the songs. They were singing and saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Now, over here on earth, you must, you know, you see the choir coming. They practice, they rehearse before they came here. And before you get there, you must do some singing over here. There's a song in your mouth. There's a song coming out of your heart. You will sing it out in Jesus' name. There are people who are waiting, when my conditions change, then I will sing. When I have that contract made, I'm telling you, Pastor, I will sing. And when this affliction is over and I don't suffer this or suffer that anymore, then I will sing. You're delaying your song and you're delaying your victory. Let me show you. Acts of the Apostles chapter 16. In Acts chapter 16, we're reading from verse 25. Acts chapter 16, reading from verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas, at midnight, that's a night, a midnight of sorrow, a midnight of captivity, a midnight of imprisonment, a midnight of suffering. The people will say, when this is over, I will sing. When this sickness is gone, I will sing. The saints of God are not like that. Look at this. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. And tell me out aloud. Tell me as if that is what you will do. They sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. They were not there mourning and moaning, and they were not saying, why am I like this? I am an apostle. Why should this happen? I am a minister. Why should this happen? I am a believer in Christ. Why should this happen? I did a good work, and why did this happen? And I've been following the steps of the Lord. I cast out that evil spirit from that demonized lady, and then now I got into trouble. No question. No question again in your life. Solution has come. You're rejoicing every time. And at midnight, Paul and Silas sang, they prayed, and they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Other people will hear your singing, and then they will see the things that will follow. Look at verse 26, and it says, and suddenly, that's how your problem will go. And suddenly, that's how the miracle will come. And suddenly, that's how all the darkness and the dungeon will turn to light in Jesus' name. And suddenly, that's how the foundation of your prison will totally be shattered and broken, and you will come out. I will come out. That's how you can say it. I will come out. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that The foundations of all the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. Everyone's bands were loosed. Only a duet, only two people singing, only Paul and Silas. There was no conductor, there was no accompaniment, there was no organ, nothing. Just the natural voice of the saints and the servants of God, and they sang praises unto the Lord. It brought all the prison walls down and the foundation down, and their bands were totally loose. When you sing to the Lord like that here, in the present time, every yoke will be broken out of your life in Jesus' name. You'll keep on singing until the time of the rapture, until the Lord comes to take us up. And once you get up there, guess the first thing you are going to be doing? You'll be joining the saints in glory, and you'll be singing with them in Jesus' name. I will sing. I said, I will sing. Look at Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35. We're reading from verse 2. Isaiah chapter 35. We're reading from verse 2. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. Even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. And jump down to verse 4. In verse 4, it tells us, say to them that of a fearful heart, be strong and fear not. Let the song come out of your mouth, and behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. He will come and deliver you. He will come and set you free. Look at verse 5. In verse 5, it says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. Even today, the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. And then in verse 6, it says, in verse 6, then shall the lame man live as an hart. Then shall the lame man live as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. And he hear your amen there. Amen. Look at verse 8. Look at verse 8 now. In verse 8 it says, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. You have to wash in the blood of the Lamb before you cross to that way, the narrow way that leads to glory, because the unclean shall not pass over it. But it shall be for those the wayfaring men, the fools shall not err therein. Then it says in verse 9, it says, no lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. That's me. I said, that's me. Look at verse 10. In verse 10, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy, with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads, and they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away from your life, from your heart, from your family, from your children, from the church. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. That's for the people who know the Lord, the people who serve the Lord, and the people who are the saints and the servants of God at this time. Can I show you something? I come to point number 2 now. This is sobering. And this will bring us to thinking, and thinking well, and thinking right. Is the groaning people without song or singers. In Psalm 137, we're reading from verse 1. But the rivers of Babylon, you remember Babylon? We studied about Babylon just maybe last week or the other week. Babylon is falling, it's falling. And Babylon will fall. Mystery Babylon will fall. And it says, by the rivers of Babylon there were such. Yea, were wept when we remembered Zion. Verse 2, it says, we hang our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. Then in verse 3, it says, For they that carried us captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Verse 4, it says, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? The children of Israel found out, because of their foolishness, because of their iniquity, because the people who should be worshiping the only true God, they went to worship idols, idols of various types and various names. Eventually, the wrath of God came upon them and they were taken to captivity. And it was a strange land. Strange, no song. Strange, no singers. Strange, no entertainment. Strange, no concert. Strange, no rest of mind. And the time is coming for the people who reject salvation, who reject redemption, who reject the Savior. They'll get into a strange land, and that strange land will be forever and ever. And there'll be no sleep, there'll be no singing, there'll be no singers, there'll be no songs, there'll be no instrument, there'll be no music, there'll be nothing, you know, to cause them joy. And all the music lovers of this world, if they do not give their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, they love music, and they will buy all the CD and the DVD, and they will listen, and they will go to special concert and special singing arena, and they love that. But you know, when they cross over from here to the other side, all that will be there will be groaning and suffering, and all that will be there will be regret and remorse, and there will be no singing or song there. I want to ask you, if you were to live one whole month in a particular place that there's no song, no singer, and there is no sleep, and there's no rest, and there is no entertainment, and there's nothing to bring joy, how will you feel within that month? But then, this one we're talking about is going to be forever and ever and ever. I pray you will not be there. The groaning people without songs, without singers. Three things. Number one, the groaning people with no song but sighing. The groaning people with no singing but sighing. Number two, the grievous pain of suffering without soothing songs. You know, when a child is crying, having some pain, the mother will carry that child and be rocking the child and be dancing for the child and then soothing song, and eventually the child will have peace and then go to sleep. But the time is coming when everyone that gets to that other side, the dark side, the suffering side, they will be suffering without soothing songs. Number three, the grim period, the gloomy period of no sleep, no song, no singers. And it's a period that extends to all eternity. That's why the word of God is coming to everyone today. Look at this side of light. and this side of joy, and this side of singing, and then you are invited to come. You can come there. Look at this other side. It wasn't meant for you. It's only meant for Satan, for the devil and his angels. No light, no rest, no sleeping, no song, no singers, and no entertainment, no joy, nothing to bring relief to their pain. Look at number one. Number one there is the groaning period, with the groaning people with no singing but sighing. We're looking at Revelation chapter 18. Revelation chapter 18, we're reading from verse 22. In Revelation chapter 18, verse 22, it says, and the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and the trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in Babylon, in them, and no craftsman of whatsoever a craft he be, to make the organ, to manufacture the violin, to manufacture musical instruments. There'll be nobody to do that anytime. At that time, they shall not be found anymore in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And then in verse 23, it tells us, and the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries, by thy occultism, by thy idol worship were all nations deceived. And then in verse 24, it says, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that was slain upon the earth. That's why there will be no singing. There is nothing of joy there on that other side, only suffering and sighing. Look at number two there. Number two, the grievous pain of suffering without soothing songs. The grievous pain of suffering without soothing songs. Not pain and pain and pain all through. In Luke chapter 16, reading from verse 22. Luke chapter 16, reading from verse 22. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. The beggar, he believed in the Lord, and then sorrow came to an end. One day, all your sorrows will come to an end. All your suffering will come to an end. And when, if you die before the rapture, because the rapture can happen anytime, but we don't know when it will happen. If you die before the rapture, angels will come and carry your soul, your spirit to Abraham's bosom and to paradise, and you will be rejoicing forever and ever. No more poverty, no more crying, no more oppression, no more affliction, no more sickness. All that gone forever and ever in Jesus' name. Look at this man now. And the rich man also died. No time for Christ, no time for God, no time for Bible. I need to pursue that business, and there's no time for reconciliation, relationship with God. And the rich man died also, and he was buried. And you can tell what kind of burial that was. But look at verse 23. And in verse 23, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. In verse 24, it says, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Ah, Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, for he will pardon and abundantly pardon. The time the man should have sought the face of the Lord, like today, if you're wise, salvation is available. Redemption is available. The man did not ask at that time. The water of life is available, and the man did not ask at that time. He was a busy raking up things that will eventually be destroyed, and now he cried, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and sent Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. And then in verse 25, he tells us, and Abraham said, son, son by tribe, son by culture, and son by nationality, but not a son by redemption. Son, a Jewish man. Son, a religious man. Religious without being righteous. Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus the evil thing, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. And in verse 26 it says, and beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass from this side, from that side to us that will come from this. That means the suffering will be forever and ever. You will not be there. I will not be there. My family will not be there. My parents will not be there. My children will not be there. My friends will not be there. Hey, tell them that they should flee from the wrath to come. It's a place where there'll be no sleep, a place where there'll be no song, a place where there'll be no singers at all, nothing to bring joy to anyone for all eternity. Look at number three. Number three is the grim period of no sleep, no song, no singers. How will you do? What will you do if you enter just 1 week of no sleep, no sleep? You just couldn't find sleep, no song, no singers, no helper, no water, no light, just pain, pain, pain for 1 week. How will that be? I about 1 month, I about 1 year, I about 10 years, I about 100 years, I about 1,000,000 years, and yet you just have started. And the suffering continues. Number three, the grim period of no sleep, no songs, no singers. Matthew chapter 8, reading from verse 11. Matthew chapter 8, reading from verse 11. And I say unto you, here is Christ. Here is the personification of the truth. Everything he said was always true. And he said, I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham, like Lazarus, and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Then in verse 12, it says, but the children of the kingdom, to whom the gospel first came, shall be cast out because of unbelief, shall be cast out because of the hardness of their heart, shall be cast out because of rejecting their Messiah, shall be cast out into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Look at chapter 25 of Matthew. Matthew chapter 25, we're reading from verse 33. Matthew chapter 25, verse 33, and he set the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left hand. The sheep, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and they shall never perish. The Father that gave them to me is greater than all, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Those believing sheep following after the shepherd, he sets them on the right hand side. And then the goats, the one that say, I hear but I don't accept. I know what you want, but I'm not going to do that. I know you want me to follow you sheepishly like a sheep, but you know, I'm a man, a woman of my own mind, and when I say no to anyone, even to God or to Christ or to my Savior or to the Redeemer, when I say no, I stand by my word. All right, the stubborn goat will be on the left-hand side. Where will you be? I said, where will you be? The Lord is calling you to the right hand side. He loves you and he wants to have mercy on you. No matter whatever sin you have committed, he's the gentle Savior, and he doesn't want to hurt anybody. He knows how terrible and he knows how difficult things will be on the other side, on the left hand side. And I say, why will you die? I love you. Come, and whosoever comes to me, I will in no wise reject. If you have not come today, you're welcome. And then let's look at the people on the left hand side now, and we're looking at verse 41. In verse 41, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Prepared for the devil and his angels. You know, if there is a hardened personality, that no matter what you do, he has never cried, he never sheds tears. If you give him a sixth stroke of the cane, he just takes it and then he shakes it off. He said, I can take 20 of that, I can take 40 of that. Now, if you come to the same place as that hardened personality, and you are going to have the same strokes given to him, to the point he will feel the pain of those strokes, and then the hardened person begins to cry, and the hardened person says, this is too much, it's unbearable for me. When you are given the same thing, the hardened personality says, unbearable, how about you? It's going to be terrible. When human beings, when men and women, boys and girls, when they get to the same hell and to the same place of suffering as Satan and his angels, that suffering will be unbearable. You will not be there. You must not be there. And you must give your life to the Lord and walk with the Lord all through your life. And look at Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. I'm reading from verse 10. Revelation chapter 20. We're looking at verse 10. It says, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. No sleep, tormented day and night. No rest, tormented day and night. And there is no singing there. There is no soothing song there. They are tormented day and night. Remember, the devil, the beast, the false prophet, all cast there, tormented forever. Go to verse 15. In verse 15, it tells us, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into that same lake of fire. The same place Satan will be, the same place the devil will be, the same place the false prophets will be, the same place the beast of the earth and the beast of Revelation will be. All those who do not have their names in the book of life will be cast there. you will not be there. And that's what you need to tell everybody that you meet. Tell them the way you know how. Tell them there's a future suffering coming. No song, no singing, no songwriter, no concert, no entertainment, no joy, no excitement, no peace, no rest, nothing. And you're telling them what that place looks like. They will not be there. As they surrender and give themselves to the Lord, you are saved. They will be saved. You believe the Lord, they also will believe the Lord. And great will be the joy of salvation right now. And then they remain like that to endure to the end. And we shall be together in heaven forever and ever in Jesus' name. That's the amen of the corner. Yeah. Now the paradise. Somebody shout paradise. And look at point number three now, is the glorious paradise for saints and shining stars. You will be a saint. You'll be a shining star. And great will be your joy and your singing on the final day and throughout eternity in Jesus' name. The glorious paradise for saints and shining stars. Number one there is the wonderful works of the King of Saints. The wonderful works of the King of Saints. Number two, the willing worship in the kingdom of His Son. The willing worship in the kingdom of His Son. And then number three is the worldwide witness of keepers and soul seekers. You see, the people who are going to be there, they are not like Cain. They are not saying, am I my brother's keeper? You see, the people of God who have the nature of Christ in them, they watch over their own lives and they are watching over the lives of other people, and they are keepers and soul seekers, and they have a worldwide witness. Let's come to number one. It's the wonderful works of the King of Saints. It tells us in Revelation chapter 15, we're reading from verse 3. The second part of verse 3, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of Saints. Thou King of Saints. When you become born again, a child of God, a saint of God, it becomes a king, it becomes the Lord to rule over your life. And you will sing, even from today, you'll keep on singing. Something will happen to you. Something of joy. Something of praise. Something that you desire, that will set me of all people, look at the blessing of God in my life. You will not know when you begin to sing. And then in the night you'll be singing, then sleep will carry you away. In your sleep, you will not see darkness. In your sleep, you'll not dream of enemy. In your sleep, only singing and singing and singing. You wake up, and then you wake up to singing and joy in your life in Jesus' name. If He is your Lord, if He is your King, the King of Saints, it tells us in Luke chapter 19, I'm reading from verse 37. Luke chapter 19, we're reading from verse 37. And when He was come nigh, even now, at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. You will see mighty works that they had seen. Because of that, they were singing and rejoicing. Verse 38, in verse 38, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Peace in your heart. And the glory of God will shine upon your life in Jesus' name. Number two, there is the willing worship in the kingdom of His Son. the willing worship in the kingdom of his Son. We're looking in at Revelation chapter 15 verse 4. It says, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name, for thou only art holy. And all the nations shall come and worship before thee. All the nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. You will join them. You'll be part of those worshipers. Why? In Colossians chapter 1, reading from verse 12. Colossians chapter 1, we're reading from verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet suitable feet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He has made you fit to be a partaker. A partaker of all the blessings of God, all the blessings of the kingdom. Look at verse 13, special. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness? Can you say that for yourself? Who has delivered me from the power of darkness? He has done it. I said he has done it. He has broken every yoke in your life. He has released you from all the oppression, all the attacks, all the affliction of the enemy. Every curse has been removed away from your life. I can't hear your amen. Because he has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. He has translated us, say he has translated me, into the kingdom of his dear Son. Let me explain to you. Let me illustrate it for you. Here you are, and then at your backyard somewhere, somebody is throwing a stone to hit. He wants to hit you, but then he hits the wall and is trying and trying. And you say, I'm going to relocate. And then you got a passport, and you got the visa, you paid for your fare, you enter the aeroplane. And this man has a stone in his hand, and he's saying, where is he, where is he? They say you are the airport. He ran there, and then your plane took off. And you are now going to be translated from this environment to that other side. Am I talking to somebody there? And then while your aeroplane is up there, this man, anybody who says is going to be your enemy, that's a foolish man. That's a foolish woman. And then he picks up his throne. He said, it's there, it's there. I know it's that by one of the windows there. And he threw the stone. Will the stone ever get to that aeroplane? Your enemies are wasting their time. He has translated you into the kingdom of his Son. Now you get over there in the kingdom of his Son, that new country where you are. This man here who wants to come over and hurt you, he will never get passport. He'll never get visa. You say, Pastor, how can you say that with assurance? Because you understand, if he has hatred in his heart against a saint of God, against a child of God, against the redeemed of the Lord, he cannot get saved like that. He has to drop all that hatred before he can become a child of God. And then when he crosses over into the kingdom of his dear Son, all the animosity, all the hatred, all the throwing stone, everything has been taken away. And he'll not be an enemy anymore. And so the point is now, those of us who are born again were transferred, were translated to the kingdom of his dear Son. And that's because we have redemption. Look at verse 14. In verse 14, it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And once you have that, you're secured forever and ever. And then you offer this willing worship unto the Lord. We're coming to number three now. Number three is the worldwide witness of keepers and soul seekers. And look at something here. In Revelation chapter 15 and in verse 4, it says, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? There's some people, they don't understand fearing God, honoring God, reverencing God. Who shall not fear thee? Now, when we fear God, what does that lead us to do? Malachi chapter 3, I'm reading from verse 16. Malachi chapter 3, we're looking at verse 16. Open your Bible, Malachi 3, 16. Then they that feared the Lord, you see that? They that feared the Lord, they speak often one to another. They were exhorting one another, encouraging one another, teaching one another, lifting up one another, speaking the word of God to one another. Then they that feared the Lord speak often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord. For them that feared the Lord. You are that man. You are that woman. You fear the Lord and you believe that everything he has said was coming will come. And because of that, you are walking with God, you are living with God, and you are doing things that God will say. I need to write the name of this man, the name of this woman down again for reward and for inheritance and for all the blessings of God. And it says, these were the people that thought upon his name. Look at verse 17. It says, and they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. When the day of wrath and judgment will come upon this earth, the Lord will spare you. He said, you are my ambassador. You feared me. You were talking to other people. When one nation, a powerful, mighty nation, wants to wage war with another nation, what they do first, they recall and they call back home all their ambassadors. And when their ambassadors have left that place, then their wrath and indignation and all the things they want to use will come upon them. We fear the Lord. And because of that, we speak to our neighbors. We're witnesses unto the Lord. And we're witnesses of his goodness. And we're calling them, come out, wrath is coming. Come out, judgment is coming. Come out, indignation is coming. The time is coming when people will not be able to see one another. Egyptian darkness will come upon them. Eternal darkness will come upon them. And God is watching you while you are witnessing. God is watching you while you are talking to other people. He said, that man will be mine forever. That woman will be mine forever. I will spare him. I will protect him. And nothing evil will touch that witnessing man. And nothing evil will touch that witnessing woman. You will be mine forever. You belong to the Lord forever. In Jesus' name. Look at verse 18. In verse 18, then shall ye return and discern. Make a difference between the righteous and the wicked, and between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. You serve the Lord, and the Lord will keep a record of that service in Jesus' name. Now we're coming to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're reading from verse 10. It's saying, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, when he will give rewards to the saints, and when he will say, well done, you have been faithful in a little thing, become a ruler and a king and reign over many cities. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Look at verse 11. In verse 11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord upon those who have sinned and they have not repented, upon those who are very near the time of their home calling and yet they have not reconciled with the Lord, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Those are the witnesses. And when you witness to them and they come to the Lord, you do follow up and you keep them in faithfulness unto the Lord. It says, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. Then he tells us in verse 17, look at verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Do I have anybody who is in Christ here today? I said, do I have anybody, a brother, a sister, a boy, a girl, who is in Christ here today? Where are you? The Lord will recognize you. Amen. Your name will abide and remain in the book of life in Jesus' name. You'll start singing now, and all those problems will dissolve while you're singing to the Lord in Jesus' name. And then when the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, then will you ever, forever be with the Lord in Jesus' name. If any man be in Christ, if any child of God, if any brother, any sister be in Christ, it's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Old things are passed away. Give me a good amen. Amen. You don't sing the old songs anymore, the worldly songs anymore. You don't use the worldly dresses anymore, and you don't drink the old drinks anymore, and you don't eat the old food anymore. All things have become new. You don't think the old thoughts anymore. You don't follow after the old lifestyle anymore. It's in Christ. She's in Christ. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And then in verse 18, he tells us, and all things are of God. Nothing of Satan will come upon your life anymore. Nothing of this world will harass your life anymore. I was waiting for a good amen. All things of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Talking to other people and you are telling them, be ye reconciled unto God. Come out of your sin, come out of your darkness and come to the Lord. Let him be your savior. And then in verse 19 it says, and to unto which, that is to say that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. You assure them, as you are seeking their souls, as you are seeking to win them to Christ, once you come to Christ, all your sins and all your iniquities and trespasses, it will not impute unto you anymore, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. In verse 20, it says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. And the way nations take care of their ambassadors, in the same way the Lord will take care of you. The Lord will watch over you. No foreign power and no national power will overcome and destroy your life in Jesus' name. Ambassadors. Ambassadors. Ambassadors of Christ. It says, we then, as ambassadors for Christ, as though God did, beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. As we are going about, that's what you are telling all the people you meet. That's what you are telling all the people that live around you, work around you, all your neighbors. That's what you are telling them. Be ye reconciled unto God. And as you are doing that, that's because you fear the Lord and you speak one to the other and you are bringing them into the kingdom of God, and kingdom benefits will be lavished upon your life in Jesus' name. No sorrow anymore. No sighing anymore. No groaning anymore. All your bodies are taken away. And now you can go and tell other people, he's done it for me, he'll do it for you too. Then you bring them in, and great will be our rejoicing together in Jesus' name. Would you rise up now and then tell the Lord, everything you have heard, the good things you have heard, you know what's going to come upon this world, and you want to totally surrender yourself unto the Lord. If you have not been among the redeemed of the Lord, ransomed of the Lord, you have not been saved, you have not given up your sin, this is the time to do that and say, Lord, I don't want to sigh on the final day. I don't want to suffer on the final day. I do not want to have a situation where there's no sleep, there's no song, there are no singers, no concert, no entertainment, nothing of joy, and then there'll be suffering forever and ever in hellfire, in the lake of fire. I want to totally belong to the Lord. Tell the Lord. I want to totally belong to the Lord, and I want your grace, your goodness, and your mercy to be me today. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Is the day of mercy. It's the time of mercy, and you can come for the mercy of the Lord, for the forgiveness of the Lord, and for the salvation of the Lord, even now at this time. Tell the Lord, call upon the Lord, save my soul. Help me, Lord, I don't want to perish. Help me, Lord, I don't want to burn forever and ever, suffering on that other side of the goats on the left hand side. Have mercy on me, forgive my sin, take away my burden, take away my guilt. Merciful God, he always answers such prayer. Whosoever will come unto me, I will in no wise cast off, push off, pushed away. Mercy available, forgiveness available, salvation available, the grace of God abundant, and it's yours. Believe, accept that right now. Say, Lord, thank you. I accept, I believe, and that whosoever, and I take of the water of life, salvation, peace of mind, forgiveness, I take that freely. It's there. It's there. Tell him, rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. And the church say a victorious amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You're giving your life to the Lord solidly, sincerely. And you're not going to turn back anymore. You want to join the assembly of singing saints on high. You want that salvation now, wherever you are, just raise up your hand. The salvation will come. And the strength to remain, to abide in that salvation, the Lord will grant unto you. Raise up that hand. Anywhere you are, you'll be like the fool that knows that fire is raging, and then he can be saved from that trust, from that fire. And when you action, you the decision. Raise up that hand. As you raise up the hand, tell the Lord quietly there, believingly there, faithfully there, Lord, I come and I give myself unto you, and I will never turn back again. I pray for you now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for all those who have raised up their hands. I pray according to your promise, which cannot fail, that you bring your forgiveness, your redemption, your salvation unto them right now, in Jesus' name. Let the assurance of that salvation come in their hearts right now. And the assurance of the grace of God, of the mercy of God, that blots out all their iniquity, and then that makes them children of God. Let it be registered in their heart right now, in Jesus' name. And let your Spirit, the Holy Ghost, bear witness in their hearts. They are now children of God. Confirm it in every life in Jesus' name. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. And somebody shout, amen. Now, for the rest of us, for everybody, we're going to be from today happy saints of God, singing saints of God, victorious saints of God. And anywhere you are, anywhere you go, sing, your sorrow will vanish away, your sickness will vanish away. And then make it a habit that whatever is happening, you're singing, you're happy, you're joyful, you're rejoicing before the Lord. And then when you're to sleep at night, make sure you're still singing. You wake up in the morning, the song of the Lord will never leave your life. And then victory every day, success every day, progress every day, rejoicing every day. And yokes are broken every day as we rejoice in the Lord. Raise up your hands for victory. Father, we thank you for what we have learned today. We know that on the final day, when we cross over to that literal kingdom of the Lord, we'll be singing with the redeemed and ransomed and saved souls forever and ever. And we pray our joy will never come to an end, in Jesus' name. We're also asking that even today, any situation we find ourselves, the songs of the Lord, the song of victory, the songs of triumph will always be in our mouth, in Jesus' name. And as we sing praises unto the Lord every time from the depth of our heart, all the foundation of the prisons in which we might find ourselves, all those foundations will be blown down in Jesus' name. And then darkness will become light. Sorrow will turn to singing. And sickness will be removed. And will continue the strength and the power and in the inheritance of the Lord, in Jesus' name. We shall reign on earth. We shall reign forever. We shall reign over every problem. We shall reign over the stormy sea of every life, in Jesus' name. Lord, you said you have given us the key. I pass that key to all your children. And Lord, you open the door of opportunity before everyone with that universal key, in Jesus' name. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Every time, problems will turn to testimony. And the praises of God will bring everlasting joy in your life, in Jesus' name. Rejoice. Rejoice. All the time, rejoice in Jesus' name. You are victorious. God has lifted you up. Nothing will bring you down. But thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we pray.